This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning today. On the first leg of his visit, he will travel to Jordan and will meet King Abdullah bin Al Hussein to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues at the invitation of the King of Jordan. More from our West Asia correspondent.
India and Jordan continue to strengthen their bilateral partnership marked by mutual trust, goodwill and sustained high-level engagement across political, economic and defence sectors. The relationship has been renewed momentum in recent years, supported by close understanding at the leadership level. Since King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein's visit to India in 2018, two leaders have met four times, most recently on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy in June 2024, reflecting the growing strategic depth of ties between the two countries in West Asia. Jordan is home to a vibrant Indian diaspora of over 17,500 people, plays an important role in contributing to the kingdom's economy while also strengthening the cultural and social links between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Amman.
Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia tomorrow, marking his first visit to the country. In the final leg, the Prime Minister will visit Oman, marking 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the National Working President of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently serving as a minister in the Bihar government. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitin Naveen for becoming the National Working President of the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitin Naveen has distinguished himself as a hard-working worker of the party. The railways is on the verge of completing electrification on almost its entire broad-gauge network, with more than 99% electrification completed across 25 states and union territories. The Ministry of Railways informed that over 33,000-kilometer route was electrified between 2019 and 2025. It added that the total distance electrified during this period alone is almost equal to the entire railway network of Germany, showing the country's scale of expanding clean and efficient rail traction. In West Bengal, members of the inquiry committee led by retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray visited the Yuva Bharati Kridagan at Salt Lake in connection with Saturday's chaos and arson after Lionel Messi's departure from the stadium. The justice said the investigation is now at a preliminary stage. Meanwhile, the arrested organizer of the Messi event, Satadru Datta, has been sent to 14 days police custody. Police have lodged two cases into the incident. Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose also visited the stadium yesterday. With Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan already active across Delhi NCR amid worsening air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has taken several measures to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states is banned in Delhi. Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of the Argentine footballer Lionel Messi's GOAT India Tour Delhi leg to be held at Arun Jaitley Stadium from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today. As per the advisory, traffic will be diverted or restricted on Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg and Jawaharlal Nehru Marg. The traffic police said that commuters have been advised to avoid certain stretches between 12 noon and 5 p.m. These include JLN Marg from Rajghat to Delhi Gate up to Kamla Market, Asif Ali Road from Turkman Gate to Delhi Gate, and Bahadur Shah Zafar Marg from Delhi Gate to ITO. In squash, India lifted its maiden squash World Cup, defeating top-seeded Hong Kong in Chennai. And that's the end of this news bulletin.